Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up for today. You're welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666 to discuss anything about real estate. So let's get the show started. This week's show is all about what real estate agents do. You'd think most of us would know, but I'm guessing there's a lot more than the average person might think, right?
Right. Welcome back to our next episode of Real Estate with Mariah and Spence.
And today's going to be a good one because we're going over, what is it, Mariah?
What it is that real estate agents actually do. We are just going to sit back and have a little conversation about this because this is something that we both get asked about often. And we've both found that there's a lot of confusion about this. And I think part of it comes from there's so many, you know, real estate TV shows out there, and it's something that, you know, obviously people are interested in and curious about, but, you know, we're gonna bust some common myths today.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of real estate myths out there, especially if you watch Netflix. There's that $1 million listing, is that on Hulu? There's also Selling Sunset, and I love that show. It really hooked me because it has drama. It has the juice in it. What? And there's a lot of things that show shows that misrepresent some things, but then there's also some realness to the show.
Some of it's true.
And I love that about it.
Some of it's true.
There's a real connection that it gives the audience as well as us as brokers that see the show. So let's go over the first myth, though, Mariah. What do you think that people see that just might be wrong?
So myth number one is people don't realize how it is that real estate agents actually get paid. I think a lot of people don't realize we're commission only. I mean, unless you are someone who joins a team, then your situation might be different. But for the most part, you are, you know, you're basically a business owner and you're an independent contractor, and it's completely up to you to go out and find the business, and
it's completely on you.
You only get paid when the deal gets closed. You know, a lot of buyers think that we get paid to show them houses, but that's not how it works.
We could show 20 houses to one individual buyer, and we never
even... five different towns.
Yeah, so we're driving. It takes weeks, actually. So we've been working with the client for weeks. And then let's say they just up, go and find a house and talk to the listing agent right off with them. We don't even get a paycheck in the end.
To buy, and things like that do happen. And
it does happen.
You know, you have to understand that's part of the business. And I would, you know, there are downsides like that, but I would never trade the freedom of running your own business and not having a glass ceiling, you know, basically being able to
That's an
make
awesome
and
term.
Work as much as you want. Yeah.
The glass ceiling. You know, it's never ending.
That.
You can look up and up and up, and it'll always be there, and you can always keep going up. Mm-hmm. So that's an awesome term. Mm-hmm. I love that. And that's really key, though. That comes to many brokers and realtors in this business. It's what you make it. And that's part of me and your background that makes it so valuable to us, that makes us want to get up and just work. And that's, we're young, we're driven individuals. And that's what separates us from other brokers currently in the area and in the business. It's because we do what it's willing, that's what's willing to take. Mm-hmm. We do what it takes to get things done and sold. So we don't get paid until the home closes.
Right.
We're not on an hourly wage. We're not on salary. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services do not pay us. They don't pay us.
Yeah.
It's basically straight commission off of this sale that we purchased through your offer, or say we're selling the home through with the seller. We negotiated a commission, which is how that buyer's agent is paid. And that's the other way.
Right.
Is that selling agent's commission through that selling contract. So right. What's myth number two, Rye?
Myth number two is people don't understand how you actually get business as a real estate agent. They think that you get leads handed to you or that your company gives you leads, but they don't realize that as a real estate agent, your number one job isn't to sell houses. It's actually to go prospect and market yourself and find the clients to sell the houses to or for, or
If you're not doing nothing is going to happen for you. You will not have business. You will not have a paycheck to pay your mortgage. Mm-hmm. And things just aren't going to go good for you. If you're just waiting for leads to come in, and that's a huge myth, is our office does not give us leads.
They don't provide you leads. And, you know, actually, statistically, I think, 85% of everyone that gets into the real estate industry and becomes a real estate agent fails. And I think that part of that is because people come in with the wrong expectation, or they don't realize
they don't understand.
You know,
they see it on TV. Mm-hmm, like we just said, it's so easy, so glamorous. But the reality is, it took me, Mariah, a month and a half?
Yeah.
Before I got my first listing.
And that's early. You know, people don't realize that. That's actually, you were really, you know, you were doing a lot of
prospecting and
cold calling. It took about a month, but that was doing a lot of door knocking. That was doing a lot of prospecting. And it doesn't usually happen that soon, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, people don't realize that it's not what they think.
It is not. And I thought I was tough. Until I got into real estate, because my previous job, I was in sales. I was working through car dealerships, doing upholstery, running that business up in Portland. And so I can communicate. I talk to managers. I negotiate prices, stuff like that. And I thought, I'm going to do pretty okay in this business. And then I got Mariah. And then I also have Berkshire Hathaway, which has the absolute best training program for newer agents in the business. Because if you don't have good training, you simply will know nothing. Right. When it comes to your first contract, on selling a home or writing an offer, what to fill in, how to negotiate, all of these things are big. Mariah, do you remember the saying that was that's posted on our wall somewhere in our office? I'm putting you on the spot here. It's okay if you don't remember it.
Let me try to remember. I think it goes, if you think it's expensive to hire a professional, just wait until you hire an amateur.
That was it. If you think it's expensive, say that one more time.
To hire a professional, wait until you work with an amateur.
It's so true, because if you hire an amateur, and okay, don't look at me bad, but everybody at one point is an amateur. Mm-hmm. They are. If you're first in the business, you're an amateur. Mm-hmm. But the thing that backs you as an amateur is your company that supports you as an umbrella and your principal brokers. And that's one thing I took at Berkshire Hathaway. And that's what you convinced me, because I said, why are you here originally? When it was just you in the business and I'm working, I said, you have all these fees. Mm-hmm. And you went over and you actually presented it very well to me. You said, like you would in a listing presentation, you don't understand, our company actually does the competition, the other realtor companies that are local. Berkshire Hathaway is a full professional service, mm-hmm. and there's a reason we pay our fees there to be there. And sometimes it's for convenience, but sometimes, and in my case, it's to sell more homes, making more money, and to gain a reputation mm-hmm. that I get the job done. Mm-hmm. I have the resources to do what I say I'm going to do. I'm not just going to say it and not do it. Mm-hmm. I back it up. And that just comes all the way back to you and I's personalities, is I'm a wrestler. I'm competitive. Mm-hmm. It's just part of our nature. And so it's fun. It's fun. Real estate is fun.
Right. But yeah, training, like you said, training is everything. And it's fairly easy to get your real estate license compared to a lot of other jobs. And I think that's part of the reason why there's so many people that are in the business, but then they don't really get the training that they need. And then they're kind of left because they are on their own and they're left not knowing what they're doing exactly. And a lot of stuff can go wrong. So
how many agents stay in the business after 2 years?
Yeah, not very many.
Not very many.
They
say 10% of the agents do 90% of the business.
That's very true.
So what happens to those other agents? Yeah. We were just talking about it before this. I mean, if you're not making business and producing business, how do you live?
Yeah.
It's black and white to me. You got to be out there. And our office simply does not provide us with leads.
Yeah.
We got to go out and get them.
At the end of the day, you just have to understand when you're getting into real estate that it is a business. You're now a business owner and you have to treat it like that. You have to put systems in place and you have to be disciplined, because you don't have someone telling you, you have to go to work today. You really got to have that discipline. So,
right.
Yep.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's time to take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at 503-507-3666. We'll be back in a moment to discuss how Spence and Mariah got into the business and how it was back then compared to now.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence, and you can contact them at 503-507-3666. Just before we left and went to the break, we promised we would talk about how Spence and Mariah got into the business and how it was then compared to now.
All right. So we thought we would share a little bit about how you get business as a real estate agent. And there are actually endless ways to get business as a real estate agent.
A ton of ways.
There's a lot of different things you can do, but this is just what we did when we were starting out. We'll each share a little bit about that, and then we'll share a little bit about how that's changed and what we do now, because mm-hmm. you know, it has, or how we get business has changed pretty drastically. So starting out, when I was brand new as a real estate agent, when I was 18, I got my first listing as it was a for sale by owner. So basically that is someone who is trying to sell their home on their own without any legal representation, which you really, really should not do for a number of reasons. And we could actually do a whole show on this.
Yeah, this is a full other show.
I'm not going to even go there, but it's definitely not a good idea.
87% percent of for sale by owners end up listing with an agent.
Yes.
Let that soak in.
You need our help. You really need our help. You could be wasting a lot of time and money. And you don't know what could go wrong. Yes, and money. But anyway, that's how I got started, was door knocking and cold calling for sale by owners. And a lot of them are very angry at agents because they're being bombarded with a lot of agents. So I don't blame them. They're getting a lot of agents calling them, trying to get their business. It's very competitive. I've been cussed out many times by them, but I keep calling them. Because
cussing out this little cute I know, blonde Norwegian girl,
but it's
Mariah
okay.
Crawford. Could you imagine?
But this first one, I remember I drove directly to the for sale by owner's home. I knocked on their door and I just said, "Hey, I just wanted to introduce myself and see if you've had any thoughts of listing with a real estate agent." And of course, they said no, but they were nice. They were very nice. We're actually still friends on Facebook, and we still text and talk every now and then. So they said no. They let me take a look at the home, though. They let me come inside. And then at the end of the time that I was there, they said, "We don't want you to waste your time. We're not going to list with an agent ever. We are selling on our own completely."
Ever.
Yes, which they all say that. But of course, I kept calling, kept sending mail, kept stopping by, and just didn't leave them alone. And a couple months of consistent follow-up every single week, they said, "We've decided to start interviewing agents. We'll give you a shot." And they let me give my first listing presentation. And I was very nervous. Never done it before, but they somehow decided to end up giving me a chance, and I think it was
somehow
on the market
decided,
for a week
give
and
yourself
got it
some credit here.
I mean, you I was 18. I didn't know what I was doing
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, but you had the training down.
And, I did have a lot of training.
You obviously mm-hmm. had something mm-hmm. in between your shoulders. Mm-hmm. You had a brain.
Right.
Okay?
Well, of course. Yeah.
Come on. And you did excellent. I know you did. That's the only reason you got the job. Give yourself more credit.
So that was my first ever listing. And then from there, the rest of my business for the first few years, it was literally all for sale by owners. Just like I said, door knocking them, driving directly to their house, basically bothering them until they decide to list with me, or cold calling them. And it was very competitive because, you know, you don't usually just drive to their door and then follow up and get the listing. It's not that easy. There's a lot of agents trying to get their business. So.
One thing I want to add to that, though, mm-hmm. is she would door knock, and I don't think she researched the neighborhoods too well.
Yeah.
I would get some phone calls sometimes. I mean, realtors, if you're doing door knocking, know your areas, know what you're capable of is like protection and stuff, and make sure you're not knocking on the wrong person's door, okay? That's a lesson that Mariah and I had to go through when we were a little younger. We had to have that talk, but she's better now.
Right. Good. I did door knock one time when I was 18, when I first got into the business in this one neighborhood where it was not the best side of town at all. And I'm pretty sure they were actually all rentals, but I didn't really, you know, now that we've been in the business so long, I think we can both look at a home and kind of just know if it's a rental or if it's for the most part, or if it's owner occupied. But I didn't know, it was pretty much all rented houses and it was not a good area. And I knocked on the door and a guy, this huge guy, answered the door with a baseball bat. And then I see this car drive by and they were yelling at him. I didn't realize. And they yelled like, "We're going to kill you." And the guy took off running. And then I just took off running and went to my car and never door knocked there again. But,
well, talk about being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
But I shouldn't have done that. But anyway, that's how we started, was a lot of sweat equity, what we call it, because we didn't have funds to put into marketing. But now that we've been in the business so long and we've built that steady foundation and base, we're able to put our efforts and money into more of marketing instead of taking the time to go out and door knock. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah. It's just not, you know, what we were doing right now.
Yeah, the way I see it is you never stop prospecting. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the very beginning, my rule was don't stop dialing until you get an appointment. Mm-hmm. So just pick up the phone and start dialing. I think The Wolf of Wall Street told me that movie.
He told me.
I'm not kidding. I think that's where that phrase came from. But I really stuck to that. And it means literally, don't stop dialing until you get an appointment. And you could make 100 calls. You can make 200 calls. I used to dial everything by hand. I have a dialer now that automatically dials people's numbers. I download into a system we have, which is a really good system. But then I used to dial everything. And it used to be through truepeople.com. I got this from the title company. I said, "Hey, guys, I don't want to waste my time building a website. I need money and I need it now." Because if you think about it, us as brokers, we're 60, sometimes 90 days away from a paycheck. It's not your average, hey, 30 days, you get a paycheck. Every 2 weeks, right, Here's your paycheck. It's commission. And I needed to figure out what's dollar producing activities and what's not. And I really had to let that sink in. I knew you were doing your thing, but I needed to figure out what was good for me. And there's a real key factor in leadership is knowing your role in your business. And I wanted you to continue doing your thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was good at it the same as you, but I wanted to figure out for myself really what was my niche.
Right.
And where I found success was expired listings. Right now in this market, there's really not all that many. You might get 1, 2, maybe 5. A lot of them are lots of land, like just vacant land.
Or just really unique properties that are kind of hard to sell, you know.
No, and that's true. And that's what you'll find in today's market. But then you were able to actually find them, and especially on the first and last days of the month. And
it's crazy.
I would schedule appointments, and I would do this, and I would find their numbers through True People, and I would get title reports from the title companies, and I'd put in all their information, and then I'd get their numbers. Sometimes it'd be the right one. Sometimes it wouldn't be. I would say 60-40. And so that was then. But when we come back, we'll see what we do now.
All right. Sounds great. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact them at 503-507-3666.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence. You can contact them at 503-507-3666.
All right. So as we were saying before, we were talking about how we used to get business, and we mentioned we'd talk about a little bit about what we do now to get business, because that has pretty drastically changed.
Some things not.
Some things, yeah. For me, I'm focusing a lot more on, like I said earlier, marketing than prospecting. I'm really not making calls at this point. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of video marketing. I get a lot of relocation clients from that, who are people who are moving to my area to Salem, Oregon, as well as really just focusing on the client that's right in front of us and just doing a really, really good job for them and letting referrals come from that, and then taking, you know, we get a really great client testimonial, taking that and pushing that out on social media and just letting
And a really good client testimonial website, though, I got to interrupt you, is Real Satisfied Client. Is that the
Real
right?
Real Satisfied. You can find us on just like Google Spencer and Mariah Crawford, Real Satisfied.
Or save yourself the time. Yeah. Go directly to our website, VetrusCrawfordRealty.com, and there's a pop-down link that you can go directly and get all those reviews and read for yourself.
Right. Yeah. So what are you focusing on now?
So one thing that you get to do is more the marketing side, and that's one thing that we've really figured out that works for you and I's relationship and how to run our business now is you get to promote, you do the marketing, that type of stuff. Not that you're not prospecting anymore. You got Astrid and, and more other things involved with your life.
It allows me to be with our daughter most of the time. And we've just figured out, like what we both enjoy and what we're good at.
Right. And so I get to further and continue the prospecting methods, which I actually enjoy. I really like the cold calls because you never know what you're going to get. You know, life's a box of chocolates. You know what I mean? Seriously, you never know who's going to pick up the phone and just something creates out of that. And that's business. And that's what excites me about it. We have a dialer actually that we use. We just started using it as well. It's really changed my life because like I mentioned earlier, I would hand dial 100, 150 numbers every day until I would get an appointment set. You know what I mean? That's how I would conduct business. But if you're listening to this and you're an agent or wanting to become an agent, you can purchase this dialer from us. If you're viewing this on YouTube, go to our YouTube channel, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. There'll be a link down below. It'll save you the $150 startup fee, which is huge. That $150 startup fee, if you click the link below, if you're viewing our YouTube channel, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, for this Red X dialer, it's really changed our business and it's really upped me to that next level on booking the appointments, organization, and setting the appointments there.
Also, super quick little plug, if you are listening to this on the radio, be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, where we are posting all of our episodes. You can go back and listen to any previous episode on there when you're doing your laundry, going on a run, driving to work, or whatever. Also, be sure to subscribe and hit the notification bell on there so you're alerted every time we upload a new show.
Right on, right on. It's always fun to kind of see things in person and have video attached to things rather than just a voice. Radio is awesome.
Yeah.
I love listening to things on the radio. But Mariah, let's jump into real estate tip of the week. Let's see what that's all about.
Okay. Our real estate tip of the week. I'm going to just try to make this really quick. Our real estate tip of the week this week is if you are a home buyer, you're going to want to keep in mind what the property taxes are on the home that you're looking at before you go look at it. Because something I think a lot of first-time buyers don't know is that property taxes on one side of town can be drastically different than they are on another side of town. That's true. Is going to affect your monthly payment. So if you buy a house, you know, for example, our last house we purchased in North Salem, it was in technically like in the county.
Yeah.
So we had very low property taxes, which is something if you're buying a house as an investment or with it to be an investment someday in mind, you're going to want obviously low property taxes because that's going to lower your payment and you're going to be able to make more with that investment. So
this has been a great show. No, seriously, this has been awesome. We've got to go over a lot of things, real estate, our past, and what we do now. So hopefully you guys have an understanding of what we actually do, and call us when you can.
Thank you for listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. Contact Mariah and Spence at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.